Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and at the White House today, President Trump opened the first-of-its-kind crypto summit, showing support for the creation of a Bitcoin reserve. ABC's Selena Wang on how it would work.
The U.S. already owns these Bitcoin through those criminal and civil forfeitures. So what their argument is that they're taking Bitcoin that the government already has, putting it into a reserve, and allowing that asset to just grow in value and have it there in the same way that the U.S. has reserves of gold.
Economic concerns growing over roller coaster tariffs. President Trump today signaling that he could hike duties on Canada dairy and lumber. Employers added 151,000 jobs last month. That's fewer than expected, and they don't include most federal layoffs. Officials in Santa Fe, New Mexico, releasing the findings in the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa. The medical exam showing Hackman died from cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's a contributing factor. His wife died from hantavirus. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. On Wednesday, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on their job security after these 45 days. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for increased funding for staffing at the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories. This week, Attorney General Call and a group of state legislators called for $2.7 million of the state budget to hire for an additional 19 positions in the labs. There are just three crime labs across the state to cover the forensic evidence needs of law enforcement authorities in 72 counties. Officials say they've seen long backlogs in processing evidence, causing lengthy delays in court proceedings for serious cases. Governor Tony Evers has announced the appointment of Phil Grassman to serve as the new Rusk County Sheriff. According to a press release, Grassman will serve the remainder of Sheriff Jeffrey Wallace's current term ending in 2027. Sheriff Wallace recently announced his intent to retire and said Grassman will be an excellent replacement. Grassman joined the sheriff's office as a deputy in 2004 and was appointed chief deputy in 2015. He also served as deputy warden of the Wisconsin DNR in Ladysmith from 2007 to 2016. The Washburn County Board of Supervisors is now accepting applications for 2025 alcohol and other drug abuse and use prevention mini-grants. The grant program provides community groups with funding for efforts to develop healthy communities. The county has offered the funding since 1987, and this year there is $10,000 available through the Washburn County Community Alliance for Prevention. Applications for the grant funding can be submitted online, and individual organizations can receive up to $1,000. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A win for the Wisconsin hockey team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team skated to a 3-1 victory over Minnesota Duluth in the semifinals of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament hosted by Duluth. The Badgers outshot the Bulldogs 42-23. Wisconsin's Casey O'Brien scoring her 80th goal of the season, becoming the first female player in NCAA hockey to do so since 2018. Badgers goalie Ava McNaughton made 22 saves to earn her 32nd win of the year. The Badgers advanced to the finals on Sunday. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby at Lambeau Field, retiring as a Green Bay Packer, but says after a slump in 2012, he was concerned the team would cut him.
And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year, and he was just like, dude, are you trying to make kicks? And I was like, well, yeah. He's like, stop it. Don't try to make the, like, just be you. Do your job, right? Like, do the process.
Crosby retiring today after 16 years in Green Bay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the upper teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, upper 40s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s.
It's 39 right now. No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, everybody. It is 6 o'clock. Are you home yet? Are you in traffic? What are you doing? Either way, great to have you. Hope we can make your drive a little easier or your transition into your evening a little nicer after a long day of dealing with work, traffic, politics, whatever it is, folks. Hopefully you've been listening to Civic Media all day and a voice of reason, and now you just need a way to transition into the rest of your evening. It is Friday. That's exciting. Who doesn't love a Friday? We're going to do this right. We got a great Friday show for you guys tonight. I've asked Mike Clemens to be on the show. Terry Barr, it's a bar band Friday night, so we have two great guests. We've got a great question tonight. Conrad is here. He decided to stop by. Good to see you, Conrad.
Yeah, it's more of a stop by every night in the
just
weekday.
Checking in for a couple hours.
Just checking in on you, making sure you're doing well.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, lots of fun stuff. I did not have a good drive in tonight. This is weird. Usually, the last couple times I've talked about coming into work on 41 involved me and someone either being a jerk or whatever. But today I had two cars in front of me and it was like a pissing match. They were talking at each other. I don't know if they were friends or there was some incident before I got stuck behind them, but these two clowns took both lanes. And they were jawing at each other. I honestly was ready to call the cops. I thought someone's going to do a pit move here or run the other one off the road. People lose their minds when they're in their cars. It's yeah. Like nobody, I mean, I know people lose their tempers when they don't have a weapon, but that's when people are scared. Most people want nothing to do with a fight. But boy, you get behind the wheel of a car. Or you have a gun, you have some type of weapon that makes you feel more masculine, I guess, or accelerates your anger, and it's all bets are off. It's pretty scary stuff. But I was stuck behind them for like 15 minutes, and they would not leave each other alone. And then finally, around Okano, the truck, there was a pickup truck and like a little BMW, and the pickup truck made a quick move and got off, probably trying to avoid the other guy. And he did this crazy maneuver and followed the pickup truck. So I don't know what happened.
Oh my God.
If there is foul play somewhere in Okano tonight, I hope I don't get called as a witness, but yeah, people act, they lose their minds when they're in their cars for some reason. And here I am talking about it. I was ticked off too, but yeah. Man, I'm not going to do that with a car. I told you, whoa, I just went through puberty there. You hear that? Excuse me. Speaking of masculinity, I told you my story, right? When I was late for that gig that one time on 41.
What was, I don't think so.
I'm gonna have to save that for another. Yeah, I got a fist fight on the freeway. On the highway leading out of Okano.
You did. Yes.
I had blood on my shirt and I had bloody knuckles and it was awful. But I wanted no part of it. The guy, but I was like, all right, either get in a high-speed chase with this guy and we all die, or we get out here and we just go at it and it's over. And I didn't want either. But man, I would be the first guy to chicken out of some type of car duel. Plus I got a hybrid. I'm not going to win that.
You know what I did today? Scary that was stuff. Pretty dumb.
What's that?
I've only done it once before, and it was when I was living in Milwaukee, and I walked out of the house without my keys on me, and the door locked.
Shut the door behind you?
And that happens in Milwaukee, that was, you know, 3 years ago. And it's so embarrassing having to call your landlord, having have him come down. Well, today it happened again.
So is this a regular occurrence? Like,
how? No, I was in a rush to get out. I was like, I need to get to the gym. I need to get my workout done so I can come back, do some work. Oh, God. Run up. I have my phone. I have my wallet. Digging in my pockets for like 5 minutes, looking around my car. Had a call, and they wouldn't answer right away.
Now, how quickly did you hear back from them? Like, how were you able to?
Well, it was about, I had my garage open. I was just sitting on my car, just waiting for him for 15 minutes. And it's just so embarrassing when they come around. It's like, forgot your keys inside, did you? I don't suppose you got your ID on you either, right?
Listen, I'm not that bright. You don't have to beat me up over it. I do that all the time. Like, there was a point about 2 years ago, within the time span of a month, my son was living at home. My daughter was still at home. There were three instances of our keys being locked in various cars. And I have to call USAA, and I have to say, look, yes, it's me again. Please send someone, you know, it is embarrassing, but yeah. Look, you know.
You got to get in.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
It made it worse that I didn't have, my car keys is attached to my house keys too, so.
So you're dead in the water.
I couldn't go to the gym, come back, and then call.
You could have done push-ups next to your car and I guess started the workout.
I guess so. That's thinking right there.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. That's a great way to start the show with Conrad and Pete's tomfoolery. really fun show, though, tonight. We got Mike Clemens here, folks, at 6:35. Mike's got a lot to report on. We've got some Badgers, some Marquette, some Packers. Lots of stuff going on in the world of sports. And Mike is the Civic Media Sports Authority, so he will fill us in at 6:35. Sure, Mike will go off on one of those awesome Clemens tangents, too. Sometimes he just starts with something, and it's like, I would talk to you about that for 20 minutes, Mike, if we didn't have sports to get to, because he's an interesting guy. He loves movies, he loves art, he loves reading, all that kind of stuff. So Mike will be here at 6:35. It'll be entertaining either way.
Yes, it will.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Bar Band Friday night. Our nightlight, one of our besties of all time, Terry Barr, will be here bringing new music and sparkling conversation. She's so much fun to talk to. And she's going to kind of tell us about what's going on around the state, too, musically. There might be a few things you guys want to catch if you're in the mood for some music. Bar Band Friday night. And here's a weird thing. You know what? I'm going to hold. Never mind. I didn't say that, Conrad.
Okay.
Listen, we've been making fun of Adrian Brody since that Oscar speech. Yeah. And well-deserved. But I don't know. We'll get into it. But I think right now, Conrad, let's pivot. It's time for our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, it is international, maybe national, pancake day. Flapjack day, I'm sorry. It's International Flapjack Day. Tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen, everybody loves pancakes. How do you like your pancakes? Saturday morning, that was a big pancake day in our house. So Friday night is the perfect time to ask the question, how do you like your pancakes? I will go first. I have two answers to this question. When I was a kid, I liked butter, pure maple syrup, and some cinnamon sugar sprinkled on top. Now, I still like cinnamon sugar, but I like, my wife makes these protein pancakes with walnuts, little bits of bacon, and blueberry, all packed into the pancake, and they are dynamite. Little maple syrup, some cinnamon sugar sprinkled on top. Those are my favorite pancakes. I could easily just eat regular pancakes, too, though. I love them.
Okay. I really enjoy chocolate chip pancakes with peanut butter and syrup on it.
You told me that recently. Why would you have told me
that? It was actually that I liked it with waffles, peanut butter and waffles
and
syrup.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
I like it on pancakes,
same
too.
Same thing, a pancake and a waffle.
I mean,
right?
Peanut butter is my favorite topping for any, like, breakfast thing.
Yeah, so we've learned. Okay, that works. Ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As always, you can chime in and let us know what's going on in your life, what you think of what we're talking about. Chime in, be part of the show, and tell us how you like your pancakes. That's a great question heading into the weekend. All right, here's what I was going to say. I didn't know if I wanted to tease this or what, but Adrian Brody has been pissing me off all week. First, there was that speech. It was completely unhinged. Missed the Oscars record by 1 second, as I understand it. The guy calls me today. He tracks me down. I'm an easy guy to find. I don't hide from anybody. But Adrian Brody found me, got my number, and called me, and kind of gave me the business over the phone. He didn't like what we've been doing. We didn't do it last night, but like, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we had a little fun saying he's still talking, and we play parts of his speech.
Yep.
Great actor, terrible monologist.
Actually, it's not even a joke. I think he's still going today. I think it might go to Sunday. A whole week speech.
A week long speech. Well, he's got the record then for sure. But I'm going to play that phone call in the next segment. It's just Adrian Brody called me up. I took the call. I didn't recognize the number, but I took it. I knew it wasn't a telemarketer, but I didn't know it was Adrian Brody.
It didn't say potential spam on it?
No, the speech was spam. That was ridiculous. And normally, look, I'd be excited. Like, I don't really get starstruck. I've been around celebrities in my life. Some of them I really respect. Some of them I think are great. Others couldn't care less. But I would take a call from Adrian Brody. He's a 2-time Oscar winner, and he's a great actor. He really is. And when he started in the business, there were comparisons to Robert De Niro, which, to be honest, are warranted. He's that good of an actor. He just sucks at the acceptance speech. That's where he goes off the rails. And, you know, he didn't like, but either way, actors are sensitive. He did not like what we did this week on Nightlight. So he called me. I'm going to play that clip after the break. But in the meantime, how do you like your pancakes, folks? Or should I say flapjacks? I like pink. I say pink. I think most people say pancakes. I know McDonald's for a while on their commercials was saying, you get 2 sausage links and 2 griddle cakes. Griddle cakes? That's just kind of weird. Flapjacks I could go for. I like flapjacks. I like pancakes. So let us know what your favorite pancakes are. That's just something we have to get to the bottom of as listeners. So what am I supposed to cut to this, Conrad?
It's there if you wanted to.
All right. This is breaking news, I guess. Some breaking news in the NFL, Conrad reports. Geno Smith got traded to the Raiders.
For a 3rd-round pick.
That's right, folks. A player you don't care at all about went to a team that sucked. You know what? That's breaking news, Conrad, if he shows up here at WGBW.
Well, it's like crazy because the Seahawks are just unloading everyone
Fire
right
sale.
Now.
Yeah.
And so are the Jaguars. I saw a tweet today that said, you, too, are released by the Jaguars.
I'd love to get traded by the Jaguars. All right, we're going to play my conversation with Adrian Brody. Coming up next, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Anna from Madison says, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. When I was in Door County, there was a restaurant that had granola pancakes. Oh, I've heard of those. They were really good with butter and syrup." There you go. Yeah, a little crunch in your pancake. That never hurt anybody. That's great stuff. Brian from Milwaukee says, whole wheat pancakes with sugar-free applesauce, cinnamon, and walnuts. I'm on the DASH diet. Need to eat healthy. Wow. It's funny. That doesn't sound healthy. It sounds delicious. Honestly, but I guess it's all healthy. Have you ever had buckwheat pancakes?
Buckwheat?
I think they're like wheat. They're like a real hard, like grinded up. It's like a, remember stonewashed jeans? Probably not. This is like a, some of the lizards know what I'm talking about. This is like a stonewashed pancake. It's like ground up. It's like kind of, I don't know. I like buckwheats, but that sounds kind of like what you're saying here, Brian.
That's what the pancakes look like is stonewash?
Well,
I'm looking at a picture right now.
The idea behind a stonewashed denim is you beat it up with stones. Yeah. That's kind of how the pancake, like a buckwheat pancake, is like inside. It's like real, I don't know, it's got an interesting texture to it. My dad gave them to us when we were younger. We hated them, but I like them now. But those are great texts. There are no wrong ways to eat a pancake, folks. So please let us know what your favorite, how you like your pancakes. That's what we're going for here. I saw this. This was really strange. I don't know what this is. What we get, I guess, for after the last election, there have been a lot of attacks. Remember the guy who said conception starts at erection?
Oh yeah,
a little irrational. But here's a guy. I saw this on a friend of mine's Facebook feed. This is from Heartland Signal. Michigan Republican Josh Shriver proposes total porn ban. If you're a guy proposing a total porn ban, you know what that tells me about that guy?
What's that?
He watches a lot of porn.
He's trying to get rid of it.
He can't stop. And we're all his hostages. That guy's getting primaried really fast. I don't know what the big deal is. He called it... Shriver made the announcement on X, of course, on Wednesday, calling pornography a scourge. Read a Bible passage before you watch it. I don't know. Balance your life out a little bit. You don't have to just dive head first into whatever. It's just, God, leave people alone, will you? Okay, so here's what, all right. This is a weird thing. I like I said earlier before the break, folks, we have I've been poking a little fun at Adrian Brody all week because he gave a very long speech at the Oscars. It didn't really go anywhere. Kind of meandered. He won the Oscar second time. He's a best Oscar winner, and he's like 49 or 50. Like, that's incredible. He's a great actor. But his speech was ridiculous. It meandered. It didn't go anywhere. He kind of said a lot of different things. And he missed the record for Oscar speeches by 1 second. I think they said it went on for 6 minutes. And my joke was that it just like the movie The Brutalist, his speech needed an intermission. It was not a good speech. Well, we had fun with that on the show. Conrad played a couple clips of him still talking. Today, he tracks me down. He finds me. He calls me on the telephone. And we had a little conversation, and I suspected something was up. I saw the number coming in. I recorded the call, and we're going to play that for you right now. This is me and Adrian Brody. I recorded my ringtone, too. Hello?
Yeah. Is this Pete Schwabba?
Yeah. Who's calling?
It's Adrian Brody, cheese dick. Or you've been talking about me about my acceptance speech.
How did you get this number?
I could get to anyone. You've seen how broad my shoulders are.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with it?
I know you think you're hot with your little radio show, but people love my speech.
I'm sure they did. I'm surprised you're not still giving it, to be honest.
Yeah, I want an apology, and I want it right now.
Dude, I don't know what you're hoping to accomplish here, but most people thought your speech sucked. It was meandering. It went on forever. I'm sorry, but it was almost as long as The Brutalist, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people didn't like my speech. You think I don't know that? You know how many phone calls I still have to make? Well, yeah, no one understands me.
Yeah. Hey, Adrian, come on, man. Relax. It's cool. Look, you got two Oscars. Why would you care what anyone thinks about your speech or feel the need to talk for that amount of time and not really say anything? Come on, man.
Oh, you know what? Here I am opening up to you and you take another shot at me. Have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, but I mean,
have you seen my shoulders?
Yeah, man. I saw a lot more of you than that in The Brutalist, which was totally unnecessary, by the way. Look, dude.
Look, it's cool, Schwab. I'll do anything for a role, but yeah, people love my shoulders. Hang on a second. Harvey Weinstein's calling from prison and make sure I'm treating his ex-wife well. You believe that guy? Ugh.
Yeah.
Hey, no hard feelings, chief.
And then he was gone. He was out of my life. It was just the weirdest thing. He just like hung up so quickly. I'm so glad I recorded that.
Yeah.
I'll have to. I got to come clean. Conrad added the ring as a sound effect. That's not my real cell phone ring.
Wait. I don't know what you're talking about.
But he was serious. And apparently he's not just going after people, everybody. He's not going to call everybody who didn't like his speech. He's just going after people in media that have radio shows or podcasts or talk on TV. He's not happy about it. Whatever, you know. Look, the guy's earned some street cred. He's got two Oscars. I don't think he needed to call me some of the names he did, but whatever. It was cool to talk to Adrian Brody at the end of the day. You know, I'm a filmmaker.
Yeah.
I got a couple scripts in the works. Maybe we could work something out. I'll take back what I said if he agrees to be in one of my movies. You know, I think that's fair.
He could name the movie after what he insulted you. Cheese.
Cheese penis. I didn't know if we could actually say that word. You know what? I emailed Todd to see if we could say that. Let me see what he said. I don't know if he got back to me or not. No, he did not. All right. Oh, wait a minute. He did. I think we made the right decision. That's
okay.
All it's such a harmless word, though. Come on. That's not even on George Carlin's seven words you can't say on TV. Conrad also broke a story here, folks. Geno Smith got traded to the Raiders.
That sucks for him.
But we should ask Mike about that. I mean, yeah. You know, we'll cover all things sports with Mike coming up after the news. Always fun to have Mike on the show. And I want to ask Mike, I want to know where Mike is staying for the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, he's media. I'm sure they must have hotel rooms booked for media. But I know he's got kind of a sweetheart deal here in Green Bay. So maybe he's already taken care of. But.
The hotels are booked. I mean, even the ones in Milwaukee are booked up.
Yeah.
So it's insane. Crazy.
We got a shower here. Mike has like a...
There's a couch.
One of those... what do you call those? Floatable beds or inflatable beds?
Air mattresses.
Air mattresses. That's it. Thank you very much. Mike Clemens, after the news, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Bar coming up at 7:35. Great to have you with me on this Friday night edition of Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, titled the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced record-high graduation rates for high school students last year. According to new data from the agency, the 2023-2024 school year saw about 91% of Wisconsin's high school students graduate on time. Officials say that marks the highest rate since the 2009-2010 school year when the state changed the way it calculated graduation rates. Attendance rates also increased and chronic absenteeism decreased, marking the best numbers since the 2020-2021 school year. Sawyer County authorities say two men have been arrested following a standoff that involved firearms and explosives. 47-year-old Michael Aaron Colalillo Sr. and 40-year-old Zachary Horan are facing multiple criminal charges in relation to the January incident. Authorities say they responded to an altercation between Colalillo and a victim, which involved allegations of assault, illegal firearm possession, and the creation of homemade explosives. That incident led to an extensive investigation by authorities before the arrests. The University of Wisconsin-Superior has announced three new sports teams coming over the next couple of school years. According to university officials, the school will add women's lacrosse at the NCAA level, as well as two club teams, men's ice hockey and men's soccer. The club hockey and soccer teams will make their debuts next school year, with women's lacrosse beginning in the 2026-2027 school year. The university expects to begin their search for the women's lacrosse coach this spring. The school now features a total of 20 varsity sports. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the upper teens. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, upper 40s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s.
Right now it's 38.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the American crisis. Also, if the GOP has a mandate, shouldn't they be able to pass a stopgap spending bill without Democratic help? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Performance in the year, I think for me, the thing that's been on my mind, I think, as we've concluded this season, is we need to continue to
ramp up our sense of urgency. These opportunities don't come, you know, the life of a player in the National Football League is not very long. We got a bunch of good guys in that locker room. We got a bunch of talented guys in that locker room. And yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships, right?
There you go. That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. What do you think about that, Conrad?
I think he's correct. It is time to compete.
It is time to compete. That's kind of a saying like we gave it our all out there, though. I mean, of course.
I mean, the Raiders can't say that. So.
Well, they can now that they've got your boy Geno Smith. The guy we really should be asking about all this is Civic Media Sports Authority, Mike Clemens. Man, if only he were on the show tonight. Wait a minute. We've got Mike on the phone? Oh, this is great. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good. You know, what Brian Gutekunst is saying is, oh, yeah, okay. You people remind me every day like a broken record. I've got the youngest roster in the NFL. Fine. I'm here to say to the locker room, you kids have been here now a year, year and a half, 2 years. It's time, okay?
Right.
We're in what they call the Super Bowl window, and I need you guys to pick it up and pick it up a step. And when they bring in guys like Josh Jacobs, who, you know, about halfway through the season, he's even got these second and third year players coming up to him and saying, man, I mean, and Josh is like, yeah, dudes, this is what it takes. This is how hard you have to work at this, at practice, after practice, in the weight room at 6:30 each morning. So that's what Gutekunst is. He's going to the whip a little bit, right?
Right. Yeah, as he should. I mean, especially, well, you know what? Let's hold on. I want to ask you stuff about the draft, Mike, but let's get to some other stuff. Do you have a place to stay, first of all, for the draft, Mike? You taking care of?
I've got an option or two, but it's going to be tight. And wow. First of all, I kind of have to wait for what, you know, the Packers going to say. But it's going to be. I still haven't heard about if the cruise ships are actually pulling up into Green Bay.
Oh yeah,
for extra room for people.
That's
a
great idea.
We'll see.
We could do worse. A Disney cruise ship right out here on the Fox River. I think that would be you could do the water slide and then go to work. It'd be cool.
Well, that's like the old high school thing. You're going to take your date down to see, you know, the Snipes or something like that. Hey, let's go down to the Fox River Valley and go look at the cruise ships.
You lost me, Mike. I was never that devious. I'm kidding, obviously.
Heard about it.
Yeah, sure. How do you like your pancakes, Mike? That's our question of the night.
That's plain buttermilk with, nice. You know, melted butter and warmed up syrup. And there's a place. Oh, you know what? You reminded me. There's a thing in Racine County that's the Riverbend Nature Center, and they do a fundraiser like this would probably be this weekend, every Sunday. Mm. And you go to this little place that's off the creek that leads into Lake Michigan in Racine County, and they have a bunch of maple trees. So the sap is coming out of the trees, and they've got people out there actually, you know, that melt it down. It takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup.
How about that?
And then they make the syrup right there, and they serve it over the pancakes. So
wow.
That's the way I like mine, man.
I'm going to have pancakes tomorrow. All this talk about pancakes is truly making me crazy tonight.
Yeah.
I'm doing this keto thing, and it's brutal. So, all right, Mike, so we've got a lot to get to. What? Can I just, before we start out, were you at the Combine?
Yes, all week.
This is such a fun time if you're an NFL fan, especially if your team has not been very good like mine hasn't over the last few years. I love the Combine. I love the free agency, which starts Monday, and then the draft. This is like the triumvirate of the NFL offseason. It's so much fun. Are there any big stories that you stumbled onto with the Combine or that you found with what you do? Some great reporting?
Yeah, you know, there's cynical people like maybe on social media that call it the Underwear Olympics and it's hyped and blah, blah, blah. If you're a 22-year-old young man and you have been working for 10, 12 years for this moment, you're trying to get into the damn NFL and you have really worked hard in lifting weights and, you know, running and jogging and playing 4 years of college football and trying to stand out. And now hopefully that, you know, you get picked for the dance and you get into the NFL and get a job next this coming summer and get on a team. And so it means everything to these guys. And while the Combine is really something to do the measurables, you know, your height, your weight, your wingspan, your hands, and how high can you jump and your 40 time, your bench press and all that.
Medicals, yeah.
Perhaps the most important thing, if you're Brian Gutekunst and his scouting staff, is it's our first chance to really meet face-to-face with some of these kids. And Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Browns, said it's sort of like speed dating. Because, you know, you get 20 minutes with the kids. But think about this. Think if, like, you know, you were going to hire someone to, like, read the news on your show. And tonight you were going to interview 12 candidates in 20-minute interviews. I mean, yeah. How drained are you going to be?
Sure.
That's what it's like for those teams. That's a lot of work. And it's a long day, too. And, you know, it used to be a little bit more where you get up around 7 or 8. The players have to get their first MRI in the morning at 7 a.m. Then they got to go to this doctor. Then they got to go across the street and do this, and they got to do that, and then they got to have an interview with the team, and then they got to run that night. But you have done by 5 or 6, and then you know the coaches and the players might, or not the players, but the teams might go out for a beer or two or three and have a steak at St. Elmo's. Well, Goodell, who turns everything into a TV show, has now shifted that to prime time.
Yeah.
So you see these people walking out of the Lucas Oil Stadium at 9:30, or the people that have to cover it, like Rich Eisen or Stacey Dale, a reporter, and getting to know these folks, and they got to be back there at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, after being on the air for 12 hours, so it's kind of a grind. But you know, it's the NFL; it's not exactly construction work on the road. But that's what the atmosphere is like between this huge convention center and Lucas Oil Stadium. So, you know, I'm sure one of the things that you've been reading about or talking about is wide receiver. If Christian Watson, you know, and we sat down with Gutekunst, we talked to him for an hour, closed door in a conference room they kind of set aside for those of us that cover the team. We came down from Wisconsin. Christian Watson. Torn ACL, last game of the regular season against the Bears. What's the story there? The swelling went down. He's had the surgery. He's making progress, but, you know, you can't count on him till maybe November, Thanksgiving or so. Romeo Doubs, wide receiver. Wow. Twice he had concussions, even when he started wearing the guardian cap, the extra padding on the helmet in games and at practice. Is he concussion prone? No, we don't think he is. They've examined that. They don't. And then Jaden Reed, you know, the great receiver you've got going in his third year, number 11, not only a great receiver and an H-back and, you know, jet sweeps and punt returner, but I told you after the Eagles game, there he was with his arm in a sling all jacked up. He had a severe dislocated shoulder that required surgery. So Goody said, yeah, he's probably going to be, you know, limited during OTAs and minicamp, and hopefully he'll be ready for training camp. So that's what you say. You got to bring in somebody.
Yeah.
And then you got Josh Jacobs, the running back, coming to us at Super Bowl, doing interviews with us, and saying, Jordan Love needs a number one. He needs a more experienced receiver out there. So would it be Davante Adams who got cut by the Jets this week? Maybe. Or DK Metcalf,
yeah.
Right? The big dude from the Seahawks, 6'4", 235 pounds. He doesn't have the best numbers sometimes when it comes to like yardage and first downs, but he's certainly a threat and a guy that they have to look out for. So John Schneider, the GM of the Seahawks. Now John, you know, is from DePere. He grew up Green Bay.
Oh wow!
He was on the Ron Wolf and Ted Thompson staff. Matter of fact, when Ted said, "Hey, we're getting rid of Brett," you know, he's the one that put together the trade with the Jets. He's been the GM of the Seahawks, and he was on the radio yesterday and was asked, can he confirm that DK Metcalf, one of their stud receivers, wants out of Seattle?
Let's play that, Conrad.
You know, obviously DK has requested a trade, and we are, you know, entertaining that. We are talking to a ton of teams, taking offers, seeing what that looks like, and here we go. I mean, you know, you always have to do the thing to understand here is that, you know, our responsibility to, you know, Jody Allen, you know, the 12s, you know, first and foremost is doing what's absolutely best for the organization, and then B, what's best for the player. Hopefully, you know, both those things merge, and it's an ideal situation. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Hopefully in this situation, it does.
That's interesting, Mike. What do you think if the Packers wanted to do that, I was hearing today earlier on sports radio, a first and a third they might want for him. That seems high.
I don't see Gutekunst giving up that much for this guy. I just don't.
I don't either.
He would much rather get, listen, I'll use a second round pick and get a good receiver coming out of this draft.
Right.
I'd much rather pay a guy for the next 4 years rookie contract money than, you know, DK Metcalf money, you know, or Davante Adams money, as good as Adams is, and things that they could bring to the team. Now, John Schneider said that, oh, no, you know, DK Metcalf is a good guy, good player. This is just business, nothing personal. Hey, we may have to bring him back. But they just had to release Tyler Lockett, speedy Tyler Lockett, because he's kind of end of his run, and he's a salary cap hit. And so Schneider's got to make some tough decisions. So they were going to have this, listen, we're going to release Tyler Lockett, but we want to thank him. He's been so great to the team and the organization, was there for Super Bowls and community and all that stuff. And DK Metcalf's agents are, you know, leaking to The Athletic and ESPN, hey, we want to trade. We want out of Seattle. We don't want to be a part of a rebuild, which kind of spoiled, you know, took away the spotlight in the Seattle area. And so John Schneider was asked about, with Metcalf's agents calling the media, while the Seahawks released veteran wide receiver Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, probably not intentional, but very disappointed in the timing. You know, we wanted this to be a very special day. We wanted it to be, you know, Tyler Lockett Day. We've had cap casualty, very famous, extremely important legends that have been, you know, cap casualty individuals that we, you know, probably could have handled a little bit different in the past. So we wanted to handle Tyler's situation as classy as we possibly could. So yeah, you know, we all were very excited for, you know, to have this really nice day for Tyler, to celebrate Tyler. And I'd be lying if I felt bad for Tyler. You know, TV's, you know, all about DK instead of Tyler Lockett.
Interesting. Mike, you said before the Packers need a true number one, and you said DK Metcalf didn't have great numbers. I know he's an athletic, he's a phenomenal athlete. Is he a true number one? Is he just not had a quarterback to throw to him?
That's part of the situation, too. That's what he's looking for. You know, that's what his agent is putting out there, too. He wants to go to a team that's got a shot to win it all, and somebody can throw the ball to him. Whether or not he could, you know, hook up with, you know, Russell Wilson, if Russell ends up with, I don't know, the Raiders or something like that. But that's one of the things he's looking for. Here's what I can tell you. While I don't know exactly what's going to be on Goody's mind and what he thinks of these guys, or maybe there's some, you know, just a guy just like, you know, Xavier McKinney. You know, look at the two free agents he brought in. I mean, you didn't really know that much about Xavier McKinney from the Giants last year. But look what he did once he got to Green Bay and in that system, right? We did know about Josh Jacobs because he was burning it up out there with the Raiders. But, wow, I mean, for him to take over and to fill the shoes of Aaron Jones, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, those two guys not only came in and performed, they became locker room leaders. And the one thing that I know for sure in a brief conversation I had in the hallway with Goody is this. Fit means everything still to this guy. I do not want to. And listen, think about this. You're Rasul Douglas, pretty good corner. You brought him in, and he was performing for you. But he starts flipping off about Joe Barry and the defensive coordinator and stuff. And what happens? He gets traded.
Right.
Jair Alexander, and you run out there onto the field, you know, during the coin toss against Carolina, and there's some other things. What happens? They sit your butt down and suspend you.
You're
Romeo Dobbs, you decide you're having a little breakdown, you don't come to practice a day, and you don't explain what's going on, we're going to suspend you. He's not interested in any drama.
I never get tired of the phrase lipping off either, by the way, Mike.
Right,
well
right.
done.
And so when you hear about Metcalf, is that an attractive guy to sign for Green Bay right now?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We have to do a very quick break, and we'll be back more with our friend Mike Clemens right after this. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Neither are you. We are the same. Whatever we do, you love me, you hate me, you know me, and then you can figure out the bag I'm in. This
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding, "The citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded." In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Annie from Watertown answers our question of the night. She says, buckwheat is really good for you. I forget why. I keep trying to get into it. I did some research on this, Annie, and in the second hour, I'm going to tell you everything you ever wanted to know about buckwheat because of your text. So thank you for that. Right now, we've got a few more things we need to get to with our friend Mike Clemens. He's the Civic Media Sports Authority and always fun to talk to on Nightlight. Mike, before we pivot to women's hockey and then some basketball, let's finish up with the NFL. The Packers, Mason Crosby retired today. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, the free agency starts next week. And yeah. So the Packers, first thing they're doing when they get back from Combine, and they've sort of got some prices out there, what the market's going to be looking for, they re-sign Isaiah McDuffie. He's done a really nice job as a backup linebacker, signed him to a two-year deal. And the next day, Brandon McManus, the guy that they brought in as a kicker last year and did so well, they signed him to a three-year deal. And then, lo and behold, the next day, it's announced that Mason Crosby's decided to retire as a Packer. So Mason came in today, signed a one-day contract, and he held a press conference this afternoon. And, you know, he played for 16 years for the Packers. You know, we talk a lot about the run at quarterback between Favre and Rodgers, but how about the run between Ryan Longwell and Mason Crosby, back-to-back great kickers like that? And Mason was asked this afternoon at a press conference he held at Lambeau Field, was there ever a time he thought he might have been cut after 6 years? He got into a slump. He was missing some PATs. He's missing some field goals, and he thought he might get cut after about 6 years in Green Bay.
In the end of the 2012 season, you asked about if I ever thought I was going to get cut. I definitely did at the end of that season. And Charles Woodson came up to me late in the year, and he was just like, "Dude, like, are you trying to make kicks?" And I was like, "Well, yeah." And he's like, "Stop it." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And he's like, "Don't try to make the, like, just be you, do your job, right? Like, do the process." And so I've told this story a bunch because it was such a simple thing that, like, kind of got me out of the slump, you know? It's like, that was the moment. And then I kind of finished the year, you know, making some kicks, made like a 48-yarder at the end of the season in Lambeau. And it was just like, that was what I needed.
Wow. That's I like almost any time Charles Woodson talks, he says something. It's kind of cool.
He's amazing. I had to talk to him at Super Bowl as well. He's, you know, that guy. He didn't say much, but when he when he did say something, man, it was 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, well said. Last NFL question, Mike. Do you expect the Packers to make a big swing in free agency or just plug some holes? What do you think they're thinking?
Well, you know, they always surprise me somehow, some way, every year. It doesn't seem like it's that strong of a class, but I think there's guys that are out there that can help them, even at wide receiver or at corner. But I think they also need to address offensive line. And the reason I say that is that they had the longest run of the starting five offensive linemen until what? Until Elgton Jenkins got drilled in the shoulder by the Eagles linebacker Nolan Smith. And I swear to God, Pete, I think Vic Fangio said those guys, it's the playoffs now. They're not going to call it. When we have a play, if you don't have to cover a guy anymore, hit somebody. Every play, just hit somebody. And he drills Elgton Jenkins, who has a huge neck stinger. His arm goes completely limp. And they didn't have anybody replace him. They put in this rookie, Travis Glover, who, you know, had three penalties, two holding calls. And then they tried to put in a backup tackle at left guard, Kadeem Telford. And that changed the Packers' offense and, you know, a game that they ended up losing their season to the Eagles who went on. Against that tough defensive line, they gave trouble to the Chiefs. So I think they need to pick up another veteran offensive lineman, especially if they lose their center, Josh Myers, in free agency, because he might get an offer that Goody talked about last week, walk-away money. Like if Josh Myers just gets a ridiculous offer for 5 years and, you know, $30, $40 million or something like that, we have to have our walk-away money and a plan B. So that's what I think that they should do is get another veteran offensive lineman to back up there.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, can we keep you? I want to talk some hoops with you, but I want to hit on women's hockey first before the news. Can you stick around for a few minutes after the news? All right, fantastic.
I'm going to go make some pancakes. I'll be right back.
Let's talk about this women's hockey team. We've got a couple minutes before the news. Number one, they beat Duluth today, I think. I had no idea. I'm really behind on my college sports right now.
No, the Wisconsin women's Badgers hockey team is ranked number one now, Pete.
Incredible.
Number one. And they were winning games last weekend against Bemidji, 11-0. That's a hockey game. So today, they were up against number six, Duluth, Minnesota Duluth. They were hosting the game. And the women from Madison, they skated to a 3-1 win today. Casey O'Brien scored her 80th goal of the season. 80 goals in a season. First female player to do that in college hockey.
Really?
Since 2018. Their goalie, Eva McNaughton, is pretty good. 22 saves. For her 32nd win of the year. So now they advance to the finals on Sunday in Duluth of this WCHA final face-off tournament that they have, you know, for championship hockey, for women's hockey. So that's Mark Johnson for the Miracle on Ice team, you know, head coach of that program. He was named Coach of the Year at a banquet they had at this thing the other night.
Really? And so why were they playing it in the afternoon on a Friday? They just don't want to compete with the basketball, or was that just the way the chips fell?
No, it's a tournament. So after came another team, and they had some, I think, one last night. Yeah, it's, you know, there's a grid going on.
Yeah.
And because Wisconsin was like the number one seed, now they advance to the finals, and they're waiting to find out who they're going to play on Sunday for the championship of this tournament.
Fantastic. All right, cook. How do you do? What do you bake flapjacks? I don't know. Make your pancakes, Mike, and we'll be right back and talk some hoops. This is awesome. Mike Clemens is here. He's going to stick around for a few minutes. Civic Media's award-winning news team is about to tell you what's up. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Mondays. We have Stephen Williams, owner of Blue Book, discussing debtors' recent arrests. We'll also welcome Dr. Anthony Eastreet, CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. Stay tuned.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Causes of death for Gene Hackman and his wife are released in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
New Mexico's chief medical officer, Dr. Heather Jarrell, says Hackman's wife, Betsy, died days before he did of hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a virus spread by mice or rats. For killing his girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat, Brad Sigmund, today in South Carolina, was the first person in the U.S. to be executed by firing squad in 15 years. Rolling out new economic programs to help protect Canadian businesses from U.S. tariffs. Canada's government, the tariffs have been postponed. President Trump opened the first of its kind crypto summit at the White House, pushing the creation of a federal Bitcoin reserve. This is ABC News.